Good morning. I call the September meeting of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals to order. My name is James Corsi and I'm the chairman of the Zoning Board of Appeals. May we all rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Thank you. When I call your name, please indicate if you are present. Benjamin Pallote. Jeff Nortrika.
Present.
Corin Ross.
Present.
Meredith Stone.
Present.
Robert Vineyard.
Present.
And chairman is present also, so we have a quorum and we may proceed. All right. If you're online, please be aware that the connection is sometimes not always clear. There may be a bit of a delay between the time you speak and the time you're heard, so please slow down so that we don't talk over one another. Do we have any notices or proclamations this morning?
No, sir.
Right. Then let's consider the approval of the minutes of the August 24th, 2021 zoning board meeting, please. Have the board members had an opportunity to review the meeting or the minutes from August 24th? Are there any suggested edits or modifications? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the August 24th minutes?
So moved.
Okay, do I hear a second? All right. Let me do a roll call vote. Mr. Pallote? Mr. Nortrika?
Aye.
Corin Ross?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
And chairman votes aye. All right. Do we have any old business?
No business, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. This morning we have with us Mr. Marcus Lotson, the Director of Development Services, and he's here on behalf of the MPC and will be representing Chatham County and his staff this morning. I believe we have two petitions this morning, Mr. Lotson. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And are both ready to proceed?
Yes, sir.
All right. And let's hear the first one, please.
First item on today's agenda is a request for use approval. The petitioner is requesting approval of a use. That use is restaurants which serve alcoholic beverages. The subject property or properties are at 5427 and 5431 LaRoche Avenue. The petitioner is requesting that use pursuant to section 4-5.2 of the zoning ordinance, which states that certain uses may be established in zoning districts pending zoning board of appeals approval. The map before you at this time shows the vicinity of the subject property. It is located between Jasmine Avenue and Livingston Avenue. These two parcels comprise approximately 1.14 acres. This is a tax map that shows the location of both subject properties. As an aside, the petitioner has requested rezoning of these properties, which that item is currently before the Chatham County Commission, and we'll talk about that a little bit at the end here. But the current zoning today of the property does not permit restaurants with alcohol sales. So the applicant has submitted a zoning request, which was recommended for approval by the Planning Commission to the County Commission, and that item will be taken up at the next County Commission meeting. This is that zoning map that shows the subject properties and their zoning classification. I should mention that this property is currently developed. It has been operated as a vehicle repair shop for at least the last 25 years based on staff's research. This property has always had a commercial zoning classification, and a number of commercial uses are permitted under the current zoning. This map shows the general vicinity of the subject property. This intersection here was recently completed by Chatham County. It's now a roundabout where these five streets come together. These are some photos of the subject property as it has been operated over the years. As I mentioned, it was a vehicle repair facility. The proposed use is among several uses that require Board of Appeals approval in the BN zoning district. The existing zoning, which is BN1, was established to allow neighborhood scale non-residential uses, a mixture of convenient non-nuisance producing commercial facilities. And the singular difference between the current zoning and the proposed zoning that's before the County Commission is this use that the applicant is requesting. Section 10-6.2 of the ordinance states that the Zoning Board of Appeals may approve a use based on a number of findings that are outlined in the ordinance. Those include the proposed uses, a potential adverse impact. We found that the proposed use is not likely to have an adverse impact. We also found that the use is not likely to be a detriment to the development of nearby properties. If operated under the county's guidelines, we believe that the lot is of sufficient size and can satisfy the requirements of the use from a development standpoint under redevelopment, which includes things like buffers, setbacks, parking, etc. That'll all be addressed during the redevelopment phase for this property. We also found that if operated under the county's guidelines, the use is not likely to constitute a nuisance. There are a number of conditions associated with use approval in the county ordinance, and I want to share those with you briefly as I share our recommendation. We are recommending approval of the petitioner's request to establish this use number 50. One condition that staff is recommending is that the special use approval be conditioned on the adoption of the rezoning of the subject property from BN1 to BN, which is before the County Commission, as I mentioned. The other conditions related to use approval are as follows, and these are outlined for any use approval in the zoning ordinance, A through D here. The use approval shall run with the property, sale or transfer of an approved use to a new owner or tenant shall not require reapproval by the Board of Appeals. B, the use approval shall apply only to the specific location of the property, configuration and intensity as identified in the site plan submitted with use approval application and as approved by the board. C, relocation of the use on site, expansion of the use or the establishment of additional similar uses on site require a new use approval application by the board. And D, any approved use which ceases to operate for a period of 1 year shall require approval to be reestablished, and that approval will be through the Board of Appeals. In review of the development pattern in the neighborhood, recent changes from a traffic management standpoint at this location, staff believes that this is a commercial corner. There is also some value in the opportunity to redevelop this site, as it's been operated as is shown here for a number of years. And with that, Mr. Chairman, as I mentioned, we're recommending approval, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Do any members of the board have questions of staff at this point?
Have there been any plans that have been generated as to a building or anything that is planned to potentially come here per the adoption of this zoning?
We had that conversation with the applicant. Our understanding is that they're in that process. They were really pending the zoning action by the County Commission before they dive into sort of phase two of their end of the project in terms of developing a site plan. But when they do that, it will have to go through both the MPC review as well as the county engineering review for site plan approval.
Thank you.
Any other questions of staff at this point? Who is here this morning on behalf of the petitioner?
Robert McCorkle is representing petitioner and is in the hearing room today.
All right.
Thank you, Marcus. I'm Robert McCorkle from Corporal Johnson McCoy here on behalf of the petitioner. Marcus did a pretty good job of summarizing what the request is and the piece of property as well. Everyone's probably pretty familiar with this piece of property. If you've driven down the road, or been to Hancock Day School or the Wild anytime recently, as Marcus pointed out with his photos, and I've got a couple up here too. This site has been the Powers Auto and Marine Repair for decades. You're familiar with the site probably because you noticed there were lots of cars parked all over it, as well as Sea-Doos and boats over the back half of the lot. The lot's actually pretty large. It's really about an acre and a half now, because when the county developed the roundabout, they swapped land for the roundabout for some right-of-way there along Jasmine. And so the property is certainly large enough for the project. My client is currently under contract to acquire the property. We are trying to get through our entitlement process in order to close, which would include both the zoning and the special use approval. The purpose of the special use approval is very specifically simply to allow alcohol sales at the restaurant. The purpose of the zoning itself is to allow a restaurant on the site. In going through the zoning process, both with staff and with the MPC, we've been very open about why we're doing this rezoning and why we're asking for this special use. And it is specifically to have a restaurant on the site that will sell alcohol. We had MPC approval of our zoning with support of the county manager. We do not anticipate having any issues on our final vote with the county commission next week to rezone the property for this purpose. But ultimately, we need this use approval in order to have alcohol sales. As y'all know, it is somewhat difficult to run a restaurant without having alcohol sales, unless you're going to do a fast food restaurant of some sort, which is not what my client intends. If you're familiar with the project that's being constructed at 1313 Habersham right now, the Shook Mediterranean restaurant, my client is developing that. We had to get a similar use approval for that as well. And so this is basically the same thing. We're hoping to bring something a little more neighborhood friendly to the neighborhood than what's been there for the last few decades. The idea is to have a restaurant there, with, like I said, with alcohol sales and perhaps some light retail as well. As Marcus mentioned, this site has been commercial forever. There is some commercial property around it. There was a former lounge across the street from this. There was a nightclub of some sort for a long period of time. My understanding is in the past there were some concerns with neighbors about that site that was there. I do want to point out the fact that we cannot be a lounge or a nightclub or a tavern. That is a separate special use that requires a special approval and requires us to go back through a public hearing and come to you to do that. We also cannot be a liquor store for the same reason. All this will allow us to do is to sell alcohol at the restaurant that we will have on the site. And so with that, I would ask for you to support staff's recommendation for approval. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
Do you have any witnesses this morning?
No, nobody but me.
All right. Any questions of Mr. McCorkle from members of the board? All right, hearing none. I am quite familiar with this location, having driven by it for many, many years, and I'm happy to hear that someone is interested in actually doing something more positive with it. I support it wholeheartedly. Do I hear a motion this morning?
Sure.
Yes, I'm sorry.
If I may, if we have anyone online who would like to speak,
I didn't know we had
someone. Please use the raise your hand feature if you're there. I'm not sure if we have anybody, but we may. Please use the raise your hand feature if you're online and would like to make a comment.
No one. All right. We have no public speakers this morning. No questions of staff or Mr. McCorkle. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Vineyard, I agree. It looks to me like it's more of a benefit to the community than a detriment. And I would like to move that we adopt staff's recommendations and approve the request with the condition, of course, that the special use approval, that the adoption of the rezoning be approved by the county commission.
Do we hear a second?
Second.
Second.
All right, let me take a roll call vote, please. Mr. Pallott?
Aye.
Mr. Tetrico?
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
And chairman votes aye. The vote is unanimous. Thank you, sir. Mr. Lotson, next matter, please.
Mr. Chairman, the next item on our agenda is a variance request. This item is related to a property in the vicinity of 2033 Grove Point Road. This property is 6.19 acres in size. The petitioner is requesting a 25-foot side yard setback variance from the 50-foot requirement related to the construction of a new church at this parcel. This is a map showing the location of 2031 Grove Point Road, but the adjacent property, the 6-acre parcel, lot 114, is actually the subject property. The petitioner is requesting a 25-foot side yard setback variance. This property is in the RA zoning classification, residential agriculture. Within that zoning district, churches are permitted use, but are required to have a 50-foot setback from both the side and rear property lines. In this case, the reason this smaller property is highlighted is because this property is also owned by the church, which is planning on locating their sanctuary on this lot. The petitioner's property is approximately 1,000 feet in depth and 270 feet in width. Approximately 50% of the lot is wooded to the rear. The adjacent property immediately north is a fire station located here on lot 115. And the adjacent property immediately to the south, as I mentioned, is owned by the church. The nearest residential property located here on lot 47, that property owner has provided a letter of support to the church regarding their proposed setback variance. The proposed building is 7,000 square feet in size. The preliminary site plan provided by the applicant indicates that the remaining development standards, including buffers, setbacks, and parking, can be met on this site. It is a rather large site. This is the location or the site plan for the proposed building and parking. The area of encroachment is along the southern boundary where the 50-foot setback is applied and the 25-foot variance is requested. Let's zoom in here. This is the 50-foot building setback line located here. And the petitioner is proposing a 25-foot setback versus 50. In review of the findings related to the approval of a variance, staff does find that the size of the subject property from the standpoint of meeting the development standards is a little deceiving. Although it's over 6 acres in size, much of it is wooded and will remain so post-development. Also, the fact that the church owns the adjacent property in which the encroachment is closest to, we believe is a mitigating factor. And based on these findings, we're recommending approval of the setback variance of 25 feet at the Grove Point Road property for Sycamore Church.
Looking back at the Thagus map viewer, Mr. Lotson.
Yes, sir.
There's a parcel number 6, which appears to be adjacent to 114, the larger lot. Have we heard from that owner? Yes.
This lot here?
Yes.
We have not heard from that owner, no, sir.
Okay. Is there a structure, home, or something on that property?
It is a vacant lot.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Lotson? Hearing none, who is here to speak for the petitioner this morning?
Hey, this is Mark Boswell, engineer for the project. I also have a representative of the church sitting in the chair next to me, John Bonifacio. The lot number 6 you're referring to and lot number 48 are the same owner as what wrote the letter of approval for us.
All right. Anything else?
The reason we're actually asking for the variance is this building was actually given to us by an oil company. And in order to get it, we had to grab it while it was being offered. We couldn't wait very long. And we had to sit it on the site. So before we set it on the site, we contacted Chatham County Engineering. They kind of gave us the go ahead to put it on the site and told us if we put it, you know, 25 to 30 foot off the property line, we'd be fine. And that's why we put it where we put it. And that's why we're asking for the variance, because as it turned out, I don't know if they were looking at an old ordinance or what, but as it turns out, the setback line was 50 instead of 25 foot. And that's why we set the building where we did. And that's why we're asking for the variance. The building is sitting there right now.
Okay.
I don't know if that made any sense or not.
Yeah. I think you had a witness that wanted to speak, or did he?
I have the representative of the church next to me if he wants to speak.
Nothing else to add at this time.
He says nothing.
All right. Is there anyone online who wishes to speak for or against? All right. Any questions of the petitioner's representatives from members of the board? Any discussion? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation for the side yard setback variance.
That's a 25 foot side yard variance, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do I hear a second?
It's Mr. Vineyard.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Vineyard has a second. All right, roll call vote. Mr. Pelote.
Aye.
Mr. Dertricka.
Aye.
Ms. Ross.
Aye.
Ms. Stone.
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard.
Aye.
And chairman votes aye. It's a unanimous vote.
Thank you guys very much. Have a good day.
Approved.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Mr. Lotson, do we have anything, any other business this morning?
No other business, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.